The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Daf Nun Zayin. One of the fundamental yesoidis, one of the mamish yesoidis of the Maral's way of explaining Divrei Chazal is his system of defining numbers that are given in the terminology of Chazal as having an essential meaning. When Chazal say that there's this amount of this and this amount of that, Chazal are not just giving a number, Chazal are not counting for us, but Chazal are defining an intrinsic quality of that thing. And we find, let's say, the Maral speaks at great length in the fifth parak of Avos, Pasor Mamoris Nivra Olam, the 10 things that were created this time, 10 things that were created that time, and then the Mishnah goes on to talk about 7, there's a list of 7 things of this, 5 things of that, 4 things of that, all those numbers have intrinsic meaning, and the list of things that Chazal are giving is not because Chazal are helping us count, but because that intrinsic meaning of what, the symbolic meaning of what that number represents, is the inner meaning of that list of what Chazal are giving us. For instance, Asar Mamaris by Nivra'ilam, 10 is a, which we have in basic math also, 10 is always the number moving on to the next level. There's 1, there's 10, there's 100, there's always moving over a decibel level. And the point of the matter is that 10 represents a new level of existence. Basar Mamoiz, Shabbat Nivra Olam, is how the Rabban Shalom took the Chochmah, took the Rotzna Boire, which comes from the Kisya Kovet and beyond, and he brought that down stage after stage into existence, into a physical finite world. That lowering, step after step after step, to a new level of existence, expresses itself in the number 10. 7, in the terminology of Chazal, in the way the Maral explains it, represents 6 is represents physical totality. Sheish Yisom Maso Hashem. Shisha Siddur Mishnah expressed the rule of halacha of every facet of Torah living. And 6 is every direction in the human experience. There's up, there's down, there's right, left, and there's forward and backwards. Every, the same way we take a lulav, we make nanum, we point in 6 directions. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Up, down, right, left, north and south. There are 6 kivunim, there are 6 directions, that represents the totality of physical experience. 7 represents the totality of physical experience, plus the awareness of who created it and what its purpose is. Which is why there are 6 days of the week for work, and the 7th day is Shabbos. Shabbos is what permeates the physical mitzvahs of the world that we live in. That's 6, that's 7. 8, as we know, is l'malam yiderech ha-tava, Chanukah, Shmini Atzeres. Mila, which represents the breaking down of physicality to a world where one does not need physicality, 9 is above that, and 10 is a whole shir koima, davar shalim for itself. 4 and 5 also have a meaning all of their own. 4 represents the arba kamfis ha'aretz, represents the spread out physicality, is something that doesn't have one definitive direction. When one looks at the world, one sees a bunch of random events. One sees arba kamfis ha'aretz, there's all sorts of places to see, and there's all sorts of things going on. The Nidchei Yisrael, which are spread about, the physicality, which is not mikunis, which is not bound together with one strength of purpose, with one strength of mission, is represents itself in the number 4. The 5th dimension of the 4 is that which gives that 4 meaning, similar to the concept of 6 and 7, but on a different plane. That's 4 and 5. And we find in the Muhammad, the first Muhammad that's described in the Torah, the first collection of the League of Nations, which is described in the Chumash, in the 4 kings that capture the cities around where Avram Avinu was living. And the 4 were captured by the 5 who Avram was together with, because that 5 represents not only the 4 as a conglomerate of different nations, different kings and different ideas, but there's a 5th, there's a unified mission, which is Avram Avinu, which gives body and expression, purpose and meaning to everything in that 4. Instead of 4, there's 5, and that's why the 4 imois, the imois are the physical root of everything we have. we come physically, the Kedusha that Klai Yisrael has physically comes from the Emois, but every single person has his own personality, and every person has his own mission, his own drives in life. Even though we're all Mizer, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we all come from the physical Mitzias of the Emois, but we all have our own identity. What gives us a unity, a sense of unity, is the Chamisha Chumsha Torah, that four with the five, and that's why we understand that at the end of the Seder, Leil Seder, after we've described the Nisan, the Rebbein Shalom, we've sang Shira, and we've reached the pinnacle of our awareness. So what it means to be a Yid is the finale, is the Piyut, along with Chad Gadya, which is a deeper look at one who understands the depth of Chad Gadya. It's late at night. The time to appear is not then at 2 o'clock in the morning. The time to appear is before the Seder. Chad Gadya is a song describing the depths of how world history is only a chain of events leading up to the Hizgalus of Melech HaMashiach. So too, the Piyut of Echad Miyadeh, Shtayim Ani Yadeh, is an expression of how every single conceptual number and figure and fact in the world is all to add up ultimately to an expression of Hashem's oneness, Shtayim, and ultimately it's Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim Uba'aretz. That's the bottom line in the whole system. So here now, Gemara, we have one piece, just to read one line of Gemara in this context. Chamisho Echad Mishishim. There are five numbers. Again, over here, the five means say there's a variety of experiences which are all brought together to produce one sense of mission, one purpose. That's how we're describing the number five. There are five of what? There are five of things that are one out of 60. Elohim, these are the five. Eish, Dvash, Shabbos, the Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis. Eish, Dvash, Shabbos, Shino, Sheino, Vachaloim. Eish, fire, is Echad Mishishim LeGehenim. Let's talk about the number 60 for a second, if we're into numbers. 60, the Maral tells us that the two Pshatim of Chazal, that the women of Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, Poro, Vayishitzu, Vayibu, Vayatzim, Vamoid, Moid, every single woman, Shishinelu, Bekeres Echad. The famous Lashon Chazal is actually a Lashon Chazal that says 60. That each woman gave birth to 60 children. And the Maral says that really it does not mean... By the way, let's point out one basic fact. When Chazal tell us something which is Shaloi B'derech HaTeva, we have to accept that it could be true exactly the way Chazal say. It could be that every woman had 6 children all the time. It could be that every woman had 60 children. We don't have a problem believing something, even though it defies our understanding of the limits of nature, because we understand that the revenge on what he wants rules the world with something which is called Lamala Mederech HaTeva. And it's of no relevance what the limits of so-called nature is, because that's the Metzius. The Metzius is that there is no Metzius that stands in the way. If the revenge on wants Klai Yisrael to flourish, to sprout, then Klai Yisrael, each woman in Klai Yisrael could have 60 children at one time. But in any case, the Maral explains a conceptual idea that there was a totality of physical flourishing of Klai Yisrael. The same way we said that the number 6 represents the totality of physical experience, the 6 kivunim, the 6 directions, so too each woman gave birth to 6 children, and it could be on a higher level, the Maral explains, that every woman symbolically gave birth to 60 children, which means that there was such a flourishing, it was a totally different level of existence. It was B'derech HaTeva, a woman could have 6 children. You hear about it every once in a while. You read about it in the newspaper usually. You don't hear about it from your next door neighbor. But it's been heard to happen that a woman gave birth to 6 tuplets. But 60 represents 6, the totality of physicality, but on a whole different level, with a decimal, an extra decimal of another 10. So 60 represents something which is a totality of that mitzius on a different level totally. That's what it means, 1 into 60. And here Chazal are telling us that the relationship of 1 to the proportion of 1 to 60 represents different things in Olam Hazeh as opposed to how they represent itself in the real world, which is the world of Olam Habo. The concept of 1 to 60, we find Bittul B'Shishim, Legabe, all of Issa V'Heter. When it's Benois and Tam, when a treif falls into a pot of kosher food, or Monege Lamaisa, when a drop of milk falls into a flesh of the pot, we always look at a bittul b'shishin. If something is within the realm of 1 to 60, within that proportion, then we look at it as benois and tam. They have a relationship. Less than that is already so beyond as to not be considered as being nois and tam. So when Chazal tell us there are five things that have a proportion of 1 to 60, what they're telling us is that we can feel a tam, so to speak. We could hear a relationship with that concept, even though we can't have that concept, but we can have some type of inkling of what that really represents in this world. Five things. Eish, Vash, Shabbos, Shein, V'chaloyim. Eish is Echo Mishishim L'Gehenim. Gehenim is the concept, Midas Hadin, which is one of the realities of the real world. The Rebbe Shem created the world with Midas Hadin. That Midas Hadin, we have no perception what that means, the perfection, the strictness, the exactness of Midas Hadin. But when a person sees a fire, and he watches a fire destroy a building, he can have an inkling of what that means, that something cannot exist if it's out of the realm of Ratzon HaBorei. We don't understand, because we do our various, and we're not struck down by lightning. But in reality, in a world of strict din, in a world of perfect midas din, if a person steps over the line of Ratzon HaBorei, he should be destroyed in a second. When a person watches a fire, he could have an inkling, he could have a tam, an echod b'shishim, of that in action. Dvash, echod m'shishim lemon. One of the deeper realities of life is that the Rebbein Shalom sustains us, and he sustains us in a way which fills us with a sense of his being. Hazonis oilam kulay b'tuah b'chein b'chesed v'rachmim. When Klai Yisrael ate the mon, the Birchas HaMozen, the bracha of Birchas HaMozen was instituted for the mon. And when Klai Yisrael ate the mon, the sense of being that they were filled with, lo nitna tari el lo'ich le'amon, was a sense of being, of being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mon was a food which expressed the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlalom on a deeper level. And when one tastes something, when one tastes dvash, I don't know if this honey refers to the honey that we have today, but when one eats dvash, one can have an inkling of what it means. The Rebbeinu Shlalom created things in this world that are so overwhelmingly sweet as to give us a taste of the sweetness of what it means, the ultimate sweetness of being dovuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we'll only feel in Olam Haba. The mon is lechem of the malachim. We don't have that perception, but we could feel the overwhelming drawing when one eats something sweet. One is drawn to eat something again. The reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us that taste is in order to have a conceptual perception of what that means. Shabbos echem mishishim leolam haba. Olam Haba is a time and place where there's no place to go. A person has arrived. Whatever a person has is what he has. Whatever he is what he is. That menuchas hanefesh of just being, not doing, not running, not being on the way, but having arrived, a totality of experience, connecting with the essence of just being, is the experience called menuchas Shabbos. As we say in Shabbos Mincha, Menuchas Ava, Ve'amuna, Menuchas Sholem, V'shalva, V'hashkev, V'vetach, there's a certain tranquility, a certain stability in Shabbos, because Shabbos, a person is not on the way to do something else. Shabbos, a person is supposed to be, is supposed to exist, he's supposed to feel his existence in a way that when he's running the whole week with a million things to do, he doesn't feel. That is the reality of Olam Haba. If a person feels Shabbos, and that doesn't just go through the motions, he can have some type of inkling of what Olam Haba is going to be. Again, it's a taste. It's an echod b'shishim, a conceptual echod b'shishim of what Olam Haba will be like. Shena, when a person goes to sleep, he has an inkling of what it means to die. Person, when he finishes the day, and hopefully he makes his few minutes of reckoning of how the day went, where he fell short, where he accomplished what he was supposed to, what could be fixed up tomorrow, what has to be taken care of tomorrow, and so on and so forth. And a person entrusts his neshama to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, he has an inkling of the way he is supposed to relate to the concept of death. Hashem, a person gives over his neshama at the end of the day, that's what death is. Death means the neshama going back to the place where it came from, to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And Shena is a echod b'shishim. A person is supposed to have that feeling before he goes to sleep of giving himself back to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, not being anymore on the journey in a faraway land, but going back to his source, his place. And that is the tranquility that's supposed to envelop a person as he's preparing to leave Olam Hazeh to go to Olam Haba. Shena is echod b'shishim b'mitzvah. Chaloyim is echad mishishim lenevuah. A person is able to remember his thoughts that race through his head while he was sleeping. We discussed this in the previous shiur, that the world of dreams is the world of the subconscious, and that's why it's in this Gemara, because this is the Gemara of Chaloyim. A person gets an inkling what nevuah is. Nevuah is something that's far beyond the chalom, but a chalom which is not just racing thoughts, but a chalom which is a real experience that a person felt while he was sleeping, is an inkling that there's a world of consciousness beyond the world that he lives in on a day-to-day level. And that's why a person has it. When his body is out, when the body is turned off, the mind could turn on in a different way, on a deeper level of consciousness. That's what a chalom is. These are all lechet b'shishim. So again, these are the... And the Gemara over here goes, unfortunately, we don't have the maral as a running commentary on this Gemara to explain to us each of these things, as it does in other Agadah Gemaras, that he's mefarish as a mefarish, not just talking in the Svarim, but explaining the Gemaras line by line. But when one reads this Gemara, the antennae have to be perceptive, have to be receptive, to pick up the suggestions of the way Chazal are defining different areas in life. When we talk about five, we're talking about a totality with a sense of purpose. The sense of purpose over here is using the experiences in life, be it the good taste that one has in life, be it the scary sights, the fires that one sees, be it going to sleep, be it what a person does while he's asleep. Everything that a person has in his life can be used as a way of heightening one's perception of the deeper reality of Olam Haba, of Olam HaEmes, of the world to come, which we don't have a concept of, but a person can use the experiences in his world to create a sense of clarity in where he's going and what his purpose in life is, and where he's headed towards. And that gives a person that much more power. Clarity is power, and when a person has a clarity of perception, a person has the power to live his life the way he wants to, obviously, which means living life as an expression of Ratzon HaBayis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.